The Wise Summary for Aquarians for May of 2024. Ever since your birthday, things have changed. Ever since Pluto went into Aquarius, things have changed. Ever since the past couple of weeks of the Aries energies. That's what's done it. The Aries, a new zodiac year, is doing things, is changing things. And the fact that things are changing that weren't in your life prior to January 21st of 2024, the fact that things are changing, you don't really need an astrologer. You don't really. But you're listening to me because it's getting confirmed. It's reassuring you that you haven't gone crazy, that the world hasn't gone mad. The fact that things are changing, all the planets are direct, and all the planets that have been in Pisces and then in Aries, and now they're in Taurus. And in Taurus goes to Gemini on the 21st of May, 2024. May, you know, it's changing. It's just changing, and it's changing for the better. All Aquarians are feeling it, and it's an honest energy deep down inside you. Some of you have experienced shocks and surprises. Shocks, you're electrocuted. Unbelievable. It's an act of God. What happened to you, for you, because of you? What happened? All of a sudden, there was a big drama. Every Aquarian has achieved it, is experiencing it, has experienced it, is going to be experiencing it. And it's like, oh, what a big drama. All of a sudden, something dramatic happens to you, for you, because of you, around you, associated with you, and it's changing your energy. And the fact that your energy is changing, you know life is changing. You just know it. Some of you have got what we call a slow astrological chart. In other words, you're feeling the change, you're seeing things happen, you're getting communication of things changing, but you're waiting for the delivery. Come on, get on with it. I know it's out for delivery. I know it's going to happen. I feel it's going to happen, but because things haven't happened in the past, I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit uncertain that things happen. So what you need is basically a miracle. What you need is something to reassure you that it's happening. You're in the zone of it happening, and it's going to happen. Some of you received it, but some of you with a slow chart, you need the confirmation in May. You're going to get it. If some of you have already received it, the full moon on the 25th of April, others of you will receive it in May. And when you receive it, you know it's an act of destiny. When you receive it, when it's actually happening in real life, it's not a pretend anymore. It's not just about energy anymore. It's real life. Then you know, you just simply know that you're going to be okay. For those of you who have had real estate, you've been trying to sell it, it's sold. For those of you who had relatives or sick family members, and they were suffering, they've either got better or they're dead. One way or another, something's changed. It's never not neutral. It's not normal. It's definitely something's changed one way or the other. Breakthroughs, one way or another. Whatever it is, it's happening, it's unfolding, and the planets direct define with Mars going into Aries on the 1st of May, Mars in Aries followed by Jupiter going into Gemini, making the trine to Pluto and Aquarius on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of May, 24th of May, is a definition of change, positive change, good change, happy changes, miracle changes, something magical. And therefore, when it happens, you'll know you're out of the past and into the future. Some of you are a bit nervous at the moment. You're nervous. I know, because it's change. It's a change. There's lots of energy around you. It's, come on, what's going on? I don't understand. You haven't gone crazy. You haven't gone mad. It's just simply we're all in a zone, the whole planet in a zone of transformative energies and change. And during May, you're going to see it even more. And the manifestation of it is a yes, please, and thank you very much. When you see it and experience it, when it happens, smile. Now, I want to suggest, I've said it on some private readings I've given to Aquarians. I've said to them, when you have achieved it, whatever it is you've achieved, celebrate. Celebrate. If you celebrate at home or celebrate going to a restaurant, celebrate with your friends, celebrate, go out, go away for the weekend. When something dramatic has happened, and it's already, some of you, it's already happened, go away for the weekend. Go away. Do something different. Do something to say, yes, I had a breakthrough and I've gone away because I've celebrated this breakthrough energy. When when people get married or divorced, even they have divorce celebrations now, right? When they get married, certainly when they get engaged, when they have got a promotion, you go for a drink, you get celebrate. Celebrate is a way of sharing the energy of happiness that you've done something. Something's happened. But even if something spectacular hasn't happened, just something nice has happened to you. Do something to celebrate it. Do something. Do something nice. Just do something. It's an acknowledgement to the universe, acknowledgement to God that you're saying thank you. For those of you who are more introvert than others, even at home, on your own, celebrate. Say thank you, God. Thank you, destiny, when it happens. Thank you. Thank you. Smile and say thank you. Acknowledging something with gratitude inside your heart is a way of opening up your mind, body, and soul to the universal energy. And Pluto in Aquarius wants to open all of you up. Some Aquarians, you're too detached, you're too introvert, you're too reserved. You don't express yourself. The reason why you've got ex-husbands, ex-wives, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, the reason why you got is because they didn't express themselves lovingly to you, and you didn't express yourself lovingly and appreciatively to them. That's why they left you. They don't want nothing to do with you. You were too detached. So now it's time to express yourself. When something good happens, express yourself. Express it. Say how delighted you are. Feel the happiness and joy inside you. Express yourself. Talk about it. Don't be so closed and introvert. Express yourself is a way of saying, I'm delighted. Thank you, God, when it happens. Now, if it doesn't happen when you want it to happen, it's going to be happening, going to be cracked open to happen on the 21st of May. And as soon as it happens, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of May, the Gemini energies with the trine that it's going to be making to your Aquarius identity, then you must say thank you. Because if you don't say thank you to whoever it is that's doing it for you, because they are instruments of God, they will hate you. It's gratitude time. It's thanks time. It is appreciative time. It is being happy with the thanks to the people who have facilitated and made it happen to you, for you, because of you.